Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dennis Lang, a provincial pulse and soybean specialist with Manitoba Agriculture and editor of the Provincial Crop Report. Thanks for joining us, Dennis.
Great to be here on this nice, warm, sunny day.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. What's changed over the past week and what's happening across the province at this stage?
Well, we're seeing planting progress start to ramp up. Last week, we were sitting at 2% complete, and this week we're sitting at 13% complete. Lots of cereals going in the ground in various areas. We're going to see corn being planted as well. Field peas, around 40 to 50% of the field peas has been completed planting so far. There's still the Northwest region, though, that, you know, they're still dealing with the aftermath of the snowstorms they've had in spring and the rains. So not much happening up there. So, but there is a lot of field peas that typically go into that area. So we probably won't see a lot of progress on the field peas until after this point, after this week, until we see more of the peas in the Northwest region going, getting planted.
How do moisture conditions look across the province? What types of variability are we seeing, and how is the moisture factoring in on planting?
Well, there has been a few showers, very limited showers that have gone through, though. So I think most regions could use some rainfall, with the exception, I guess, the Northwest, but most regions could use some rainfall. Growers have been planting, for the most part, I think, into good growing and good soil conditions. However, you know, the topsoil with these winds that we've been having tends to dry out, and we have these strong windy days. So some rainfall would be welcome over the next week or so. But again, you know, you have to be, you know, be careful what you wish for. You a nice rain would be, you know, half an inch to an inch. But for getting anything more than that, then that becomes more of an issue. But so far, things are going okay.
What are the expectations over the upcoming week?
Well, we'll see more soybeans going in the ground. We started late last week with soybeans and in various areas around the province. And as growers finish off their cereals and move into and finish off the corn, of course, they're moving into soybeans. And so we'll see a lot more progress on the soybeans over the next week or so. And then we'll start to see more progress on canola planting as well. I believe growers are just holding off a little bit with the cooler temperatures on planting canola. Sunflower planting is underway in a lot of regions as well. So we're starting to see that happening. So it's that time of the year. Seeding is moving and progressing nicely, I think, for the most part. You know, we'll see how the next week, what the next weeks will show us for planting progress.
And is there anything you'd like to add?
I think at this point, you know, growers are able to get in the fields in most areas and start planting. Again, the Northwest region is a bit more challenging up there with the moisture conditions that they've had this spring. So I think just moving forward, growers are just going to continue planting. And I think we're looking for, you know, getting back to a bit of a more normal planting here, hopefully in the next couple weeks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dennis Lang, a provincial pulse and soybean specialist with Manitoba Agriculture and editor of the Provincial Crop Report. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.